live from Eagle Arena in Sandpoint School in Sandpoint, Alaska, to bring you this morning's matchup between the Sandpoint Eagles and the New Haven Malamutes. Last night we had a good battle between the Malamutes and the King Cove T-Jacks, with the Malamutes coming out on top 59-48, led by senior Robert Clay's 23 points, and Matthew Azcoke, who had 14, 10 of those in the fourth quarter. Clay tweaked his knee about midway through the fourth quarter of that one and did not see any further action, and talked with Coach Bob Rusnovsky earlier, and he said they really don't know the extent of Robert's injury, and they're hoping that he can be back at full speed for the regional tournament, which will also be held here in Sandpoint March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So that's just a little over a week away, I guess about 10, 11 days, as that'll be a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday tourney, and they're looking at having six teams in the field. Trying to think who all the teams will be. Most likely it'll be the T-Jacks, the Eagles, the Malamutes, then either Neustu or Kalignic, and it could be both of those teams, and then I'm not sure who the sixth team would be at this point, but we'll get more information on that for you later. This morning we're going to have a rematch of Thursday night's game, which was won decisively by the Malamutes, 73-33. The Eagles undermanned, not having C.J. Roby or Chris Condi available for action this weekend. But one thing you can rest assured from the Eagles that you'll always get a great effort, and they'll never give up despite the score. They'll keep playing hard for the whole 32 minutes for Coach George Cromer. And last night's game, we found out after the game that Johnny Samuelson was sick and actually throwing up during timeouts. And so that would explain some of the seemed like Johnny didn't have full speed last night, and of course that would take it away from you. The T-Jacks, as so often is the case, played absolutely brilliant in stretches, and then they would follow that up with a not-so-brilliant stretch. And as we compare the two teams from last night's game, the T-Jacks and the Malamutes, it seems that the Malamutes, at least at this point, are playing a little more consistent, not as high on their highs, but not as low on their lows, and they're able to weather the storm when the T-Jacks put a run on them and come back and keep pace pretty quickly. And last night the story was just turnovers, especially in the third quarter, as the T-Jacks committed a boatload of turnovers in that quarter, and a 25-all tie at the half became an 8-point deficit after three quarters. The New Haven never gave up the lead after that. Some bright spots, though, for the T-Jacks, and of course they were without Christian Christensen and Cody Mack on this trip. Those two players unavailable to travel, and so they were basically playing with five or six of their top eight players. Nevertheless, they could have won the game. Had an outstanding all-around performance from Mark Newton, who had 11 points, quite a few rebounds and steals, and I think maybe one turnover, and that was early in the game, and after that he just seemed to catch fire and just gave a great performance. Avery Samuelson, who seems to be regaining his shooting eye from three-point range, hit for 10 points, including 2 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. And the T-Jacks did an excellent job of moving the ball around on offense. Just they would get it to a certain point and either lose the handle on a pass or be tied up for a jump ball or on some occasions missed open shots. But really, for the most part, if they can reduce the turnovers and get a little bit more foot speed on defense against the perimeter passing of the Malamutes, I think they'll have a good opportunity to defeat New Haven if the two should meet in the regionals. Of course, as we mentioned, New Studiohawk and Kalignic both have formidable teams also. And if Sandpoint has their full squad available, they already have a victory over New Haven earlier in the year when they were missing a couple of starters. So the Eagle team is certainly capable of surprising somebody, and especially on their home floor with what I'm sure will be a packed house. So we're getting ready to go for this one. The starting five for your Sandpoint Eagles will be Brandon Smith. Let's see. Looks like Timmy Lundgren, Mallory Gunderson, Nikki Mack, and we'll wait and see who else. I'm kind of guessing here who Coach George Cromer is going to send to the floor, and we'll see who starts for New Haven. Let's see, for New Haven, it's Matthew Azcoke will be starting. Egnati Cobb, Joseph Cosbrook, Tyler Anilin, and number 13, Jeffrey Clay. Of course, Robert on the bench and not in uniform this morning. And they have Richard Weedman and Lyle Grindle available on the bench. And on the four for the Eagles, who will be wearing blue uniforms with gold against the white with blue of New Haven, Brandon Smith, Nicky Mack, Mallory Gunderson, Timmy Lundgren, and Troy Bowsley. And Brandon Smith will get the jump ball to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory drives, goes up, fakes, now gets trapped and throws the ball to Brandon, who shoots a off-balance two from the right wing. No good. Good offensive board by Troy Bowsley, and his passer, Timmy Lundgren, is stolen by Agnetti Cobb and gotten off to Tyler Anilin. And this one's underway, 7:43 to go, first quarter, no score. And Nealon lobs the ball down for Cosbrook, who goes baseline left and puts it up and in. Went up and under Brandon Smith. Nice move there by Cosbrook for the first two of the game. And New Haven's off to a 2-0 lead. Timmy Lundgren reverses dribble and brings the ball across half court. Fakes Tyler Anilin off his feet. Now picks up his dribble, hands the ball to Nicky Mack. Nicky out near half court, guarded there by Anilin. Nicky gets the ball back to Timmy. Timmy tries to split the defense, loses the ball, and it's taken away there by Jeffrey Clay, and he's fouled from behind. Looks like by Brandon, or I'm sorry, maybe that was Troy Bowsley. Let's see who the call goes against. And that'll be a non-shooting foul, of course, occurred in the backcourt. And we'll give you the, okay, that's against Troy. Troy's first and team's first. Rob Lannon with you here live on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint and King Cove, Alaska, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM. Live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. Back to live action, and Ethan gives the ball to Ascoke. Nice backcourt for Cosbrook. His layup blocked by Brandon Smith. The rebound taken down by Troy Bowsley. It's stolen there by Agnetti Cobb. He goes to Jeffrey Clay up top to Anilin. Anilin launches a long three off the front of the rim. No good, and that one's going to go out of bounds, out into the hallway. Chased down there by Jeffrey Clay, and the ball will go over to Sandpoint. 6:51 to go, first quarter. Eagles trail the Malamutes 2-0. Full court pressure being applied now by New Haven as the ball comes in to Timmy from Brandon. Timmy goes across court, got away with a carry there, it looks like. Now he picks up the dribble, looking for help, gets it to Brandon. Brandon on the right corner, and nice pass to Mallory. Mallory goes up, no good, her shot partially blocked. Troy picks up, his shot is in and out. Another good offensive rebound there by Troy Bowsley, but couldn't get the shot to go. New Haven brings it the other way. Anilin up top, guarded by Nicky Mack. He puts it in the middle at Ascoke. Another back door was there for Cosbrook, but they couldn't get it to him. Now the ball's on the ground. Picked up underneath there by Agnetti Cobb, and he's fouled on the shot attempt as the ball was loose. And Cobb picked up the loose ball underneath and went up for a shot, and he was fouled by number one, Timmy Lundgren. Timmy's first, team's second. Two officials, Raynell, and I don't know the gentleman's name. And the first free throw is up and good by Cobb. His first point of the game, 3-0 Malamutes. Heidi Jacobson comes in to replace Troy Bowsley, who's getting some instruction from Coach George Cromer on the sideline. And the second foul shot is up and good. 4-0 Malamutes. Ball comes into Timmy Lundgren. I want to say the officiating last night was exemplary, the best we've seen. Timmy's pass for intended for Mallory is stolen there by Cobb. He brings it up and hands it to Cosbrook across the timeline to Anilin. Only two officials for these games, but much better than the officiating we saw at Bristol Bay. Here's a drive by Cosbrook. His shot partially blocked from behind by Timmy Lundgren, taken by Brandon Smith, and Brandon's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Cosbrook. A frustration foul is after starting the game with a backdoor lay-in. Joseph has missed two consecutive short attempts at the bucket. And Brandon Windbound far in. He gets it into Nicky. Nicky might have got away with the travel there. Gets it to Brandon. Back to Nicky. Nicky, nice pass to Timmy. Timmy brings it across and nearly loses it out of bounds. It goes to the floor. He scoops it back in, and Nealon picks it up. It goes length of the court to Cosbrook, and he'll put that one in. So it's a 6-0 lead now for New Haven with 5:37 to play first quarter. And the Eagles having trouble getting their offense set so far. Brandon Smith brings it across the timeline, and Brandon loses it out of bounds. Just pressured there by Tyler Anilin, and Brandon just dribbled the ball right out of bounds, basically. So another turnover for the Eagles, and the Malamutes inbound right below us in front of their bench. Ascoke inbounds to Anilin, who goes across the timeline, left side to Cosbrook in the middle for Jeffrey Clay, I'm sorry, right wing to Tyler Anilin, back up top to Agnetti Cobb, down to the left baseline. Ascoke, nice drive down the left baseline. He lays it up and in, and it's 8-0. The Malamutes with the lead. Clock ticks toward 5 minutes to go. Timmy brings it down. His pass intended for Mallory is knocked away, and it's taken the length of the floor by Cobb, who just loses the ball out of bounds. He looked behind him to see if there were any defenders close. A couple of Sandpoint Eagles were behind him, but not close enough to defend the shot, and he just lost the ball out of bounds. So Cobb returns a favor of an easy turnover to the Eagles, and now it's inbound to Brandon. He gets across the court to Nikki Mack. She's triple-teamed there and looking for help and gets the ball to Timmy. We got three on two now. Timmy goes up for a two-pointer off the backboard, no good. Rebounded far side by Cobb. He gets it to Cosbrook. Bounce pass to Tyler Nealon, who dribbles across the Eagle logo at center court. We have the Sandpoint cheerleaders far side cheering on their Eagle team. Here's a nice pass into Azcoke. He gets it to Jeffrey Clay. He goes up and puts it in, but he's fouled by Timmy Lundgren, and I think that foul was called on the floor by, well, let's see. And they are going to say the basket was good. I thought they had waved that off, but not the case. And so Jeffrey Clay with his first two of the game, and he'll try for an old-fashioned three-point play. And the foul shot is no good off the front of the rim. Rebound taken down by Timmy. Timmy dribbles left side, goes up the baseline, gets it down to Nikki Mack. Nikki dribbles, looks behind her for Brandon, gets it to Timmy. He fakes a pass to Brandon, now drives in, puts it up and in. Nice running one-hander there by Timmy against three Malamute defenders. Nothing but net on that one from about 7 feet. And the Eagles are on the board trailing 10-2 with 4:04 to go. Here's a lob pass intended for nobody but taken by Brandon Smith as he comes up with a steal, drives down. Looked inside for Bowsley, but the pass is picked off by Tyler Nealon, who comes back 2-on-4 against the Eagles. Splits the defense, goes up and under, and lays it in over Timmy Lundgren. Nice take there by Nealon, and it's 12-2 Malamute. Brandon lobs it into Timmy, who drives all the way down, goes up, keeps his foot on the floor, kicks it out to Brandon for a three up from the top of the circle. No good off the right side of the rim. Rebounded there by Jeffrey Clay to Cobb, over to Nealon, brings it across court, left side right below us, gives it to Joseph Cosbrook, who lobs it right wing for Cobb. He gets it into Azcoke. Back out to Nealon for an open three from the left wing, and Tyler knocks it down. 5 points in the game for Nealon. And the Malamutes now with a 15-2 lead over the Eagles. 3:15 to go first quarter. Timmy brings it across to Brandon. Nearly lost the dribble again. Now he's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Timmy. Timmy fakes, drives to the lane, puts up a runner from the foul line. Good! Timmy Lundgren with all 4 points for the Eagles. A couple of beautiful shots there by Timmy in the last minute, and it's 15-4. And Nealon now launches a long three from way out on the right wing. In and out, no good. The rebound on the floor and taken there by Timmy looking for help. And now he dribbles out, tries to split the defense, and the ball is knocked loose, but Timmy recovers it. And now it's knocked away from behind by Cobb to Nealon to Cosbrook, who tried a bounce pass for Matthew Azcoke, and it's off the foot of Brandon Smith, who hustled nicely on defense. And the ball will be out of bounds to Malamutes underneath their basket. And now we have a timeout on the floor. And I think that was called by George Cromer, as the Sandpoint coach talking to Timmy Lundgren there. And 2:43 to go, first quarter. Sandpoint cheerleaders take the floor to go through their routine. And the Eagles trailing the Malamutes 15-4. I'd like to remind you that next weekend we'll have an odd doubleheader for you, a rare doubleheader, and the King Cove T-Jacks and Rookies will both be playing next Friday night, and we'll carry those games for you live on KSDP Radio, Lord willing. The ball is inbound now for the timeout from Timmy to Brandon. Brandon splits the defense, goes between the legs, gets it to Mallory Gunderson. Her pass intended for Brandon in the lane is knocked away and taken there by Jeffrey Clay. Out to Azcoke. Matthew dribbles down left wing, brings it back to Tyler Nealon right below us, in front of Ralph Lindquist, who's watching the game from near the scorer's table. Here's a pass from Cosbrook into Azcoke, over to Jeffrey Clay, kicks it up top to Nealon. I think we're going to get a three-second call, and that'll be the case. Good call, as a couple of Malamutes had pitched a tent there in the lane. Turnover by New Halen, and it's 2:19 to go. It's 15-4, Malamutes leading your Sandpoint Eagles. Brandon Smith, wearing the blue and gold number 23, comes up against Azcoke, drives right wing, gets it over to Timmy for a three-pointer. Good! Timmy Lundgren with all seven new Sandpoint points so far here in the first quarter. With under 2 minutes to go, it's 15-7. Malamutes by eight. Here's a lob pass, and it's stolen away by Brandon Smith. Again, Tyler Nealon lobbed the ball for we don't know who, but Brandon came up with it. And here's the pass cross court by Brandon intended for Timmy. It was a little off the mark. And both Timmy Lindgren and Mallory Gunderson leapt for the pass, and it went off Timmy's hands out of bounds, a turnover back to the Malamutes. And Elam brings it across the Eagle logo at half court, dribbling with the left hand. 1:35 to play first quarter, New Helen 15, Sandpoint 7. Here's a pass from Cosbrook inside to Jeffrey Clay, and good hands there by Timmy as he knocked that ball out of bounds. New Helen will inbound underneath their own basket with 1:31 to go. They're running an offset stack. Nice pass into Joseph Cosbrook. And Brandon Smith's going to be called for the foul. Looked like a pretty clean block, but he might have gotten a good bit of the body on that too. Nice play there by New Helen as Cosbrook got free underneath the basket. And he'll go to the line for two. That foul was on Brandon, his first, team's fourth. As we mentioned earlier, next weekend we'll have the King Cove T-Jacks. We'll be taking on the Sandpoint Eagles in the late matchup Friday, and in the earlier matchup, it'll be the King Cove Rookies against the Cockanock Warlords. And those games from King Cove next Friday. Both free throws are good by Cosbrook, 17-7. Malamutes with the lead. Brandon brings it up to Timmy. Timmy goes in, lays it up, no good. And his easiest shot so far of the half, but didn't get that one to go. Had some defensive pressure coming at him. It goes down to Ascoke. He's nice pass underneath for Cosbrook. Puts it up, no good. The rebound there taken by Nikki Mack. Nikki looking for help, and the ball's loose on the floor. Who has it? Ascoke comes up with it finally. Kicks it out to Cosbrook to a Nealon. As Nikki couldn't get any help there. Nice rebound. She tried to dribble out of pressure and was triple-teamed. And Nealon goes right side to Cobb. Back to Nealon. Lob for Cosbrook. Goes up, and Brandon Smith sends that one out of bounds. Nice block there by Brandon. With under a minute to play, first quarter. New Helen 17, Sandpoint Eagles 7. Matthew Ascoke inbound underneath the New Helen basket. Takes the ball. Lobs it up top for Nealon. And Nealon looks for a three. Now throws it to Cosbrook down underneath for Ascoke. Bounces past to Jeffrey Clay. His shot rolls around and in. Nice play there by the Malamutes. As Jeffrey Clay snuck in on the weak side behind Brandon Smith. And Ascoke got the ball to him. Now Brandon takes a long three-pointer. No good. The rebound is tipped around there. And finally gathered by Jeffrey Clay. 27 seconds to play first quarter. He gets it off to Cosbrook to Nealon. Right side for Ascoke, who drives the right side, puts it up and in. Nice take there by Matthew. He's got four. Now the inbounds pass is stolen by Cosbrook. Gets it to Cobb. Cobb drives in, and we're going to have a foul on the floor. Nikki Mack with her first, team's fifth. It should be out of bounds. 12.9 to go, 21-7. Malamutes with the lead, and the ball will be inbounded by New Helen underneath their basket. They run a stack. Ascoke kicks it out to Jeffrey Clay and just threw it out of bounds, it looked like. Or was that, I guess it was deflected by Brandon Smith. Okay, so it'll be far side corner. Ascoke inbound with 12 seconds to go. And he gets it into a Nealon right wing, guarded there by Mallory Gunderson to Ascoke. Got away with steps, goes against Brandon Smith and lays it up and in. 23-7, 2 seconds to go. Timmy launches a half quarter, no good. Just to the left of the basket, nice. Attempt there at the buzzer by Timmy Lundgren, and the first quarter ends here at Sandpoint School, the Eagle Arena, where in this early morning matchup, the New Helen Malamutes hold a commanding 23-7 lead over the Sandpoint Eagles. And we'll take a few seconds here. You can hear the Eagle cheerleaders as they give a cheer for their team. Here you go. And a nice cheer there given by the 11 Eagle cheerleaders. And they did a great job last night as they cheered for the King Cove Tundra Jacks in their 59-48 loss to the same Malamutes. I'd like to thank our KSDP programming sponsors, Wells Fargo, the Schumigan Corporation, Telalaska, Peninsula Airways, Alaska Wireless GCI, and the Alaska Marketplace Competition. Rob Lannon with you here live this morning on KSDP Radio. And this is the third game in about 40 hours for the New Helen squad as they flew in Thursday, defeated the Eagles 73-33 on Thursday, defeated the King Cove T-Jacks 59-48 last night, and now get an early morning matchup with these same Eagles, and they hold a 23-7 lead as we go to the second quarter of this one. As we mentioned earlier, the Malamutes without senior Robert Clay, who injured his knee last night. The extent of that injury is not yet known. Right, New Haven inbounded the ball far side, and then the horn went off again. Not sure what happened there, so the scores table resets as Cope takes the ball out over by the Sandpoint cheerleaders, far side of half court, lobs it into Anilin, and we're underway in the second quarter. Anilin goes left corner to Cosbrook. It gives it in to Matthew Ascope and tries to hand it off to Cosbrook, and it's taken by Heidi Jacobson, and her pass for Brandon Smith is intercepted by Ignati Cobb. It goes to Cosbrook, up top to Anilin. Tyler calls the play, left wing deep to Cosbrook, up top to Cobb, right wing to Anilin, thinks about a three, changes his mind, gets it down to Cosbrook, and it's knocked out of his hands by Timmy Lundgren, out of bounds to New Haven with 7:29 to play first half. Ball inbound far side by Cosbrook to Anilin. Tyler dribbles out near the half court line, just in front of the circle. And against the 2-3 zone, ball goes left wing to Cobb. Back to Cosbrook, inside to Ascoke, who kicks it out to Anilin, right wing. And Anilin fakes, guarded closely there by Nicky Mack. Now he has to back out near half court. Gets the ball right wing to Ignati Cobb. Back to Anilin, left wing to Cosbrook. Back to Anilin, drives lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Jeffrey Clay. And he gets a little facial makeover there by Timmy Lundgren. And that's going to be Timmy's third foul already. And that'll be a shooting foul. Jeffrey Clay will go to the line, younger brother of Robert. Jeffrey hasn't scored much so far. I think he has 2 points in each of the first two New Haven games, but he's been a constant presence on the defensive end and on the boards for New Haven. He did tally 4 points in the first quarter, and his first foul shot here is up and no good off the front of the rim. He'll have one more with exactly 7 minutes to play, second quarter. His second shot is up, no good, and bounces to the corner where it's run down by Brandon Smith and taken away by Cosbrook. Gets it back to Ascoke, who lays it in. With it, defensive pressure for New Haven has resulted in a lot of turnovers. Brandon Smith inbounds to Nicky Mack, back to Brandon. Brandon throws it down for Mallory Gunderson. Mallory's shot is up, no good, off the rim and the glass, and comes down to Cosbrook. Being pressured there by Timmy Lundgren, gets it up to Ignati Cobb, and now bounce pass near the half-court circle to Anilin. Anilin throws it left wing for Cosbrook. Back to Cobb. Right wing for Anilin. Nice pass underneath to Cosbrook, who lays it up and in. Cosbrook now with 8 points in the game, and it's 27-7 as New Haven's on a 10-0 run here across the end of the first and beginning of the second quarters. Timmy dribbles right wing, goes behind the back to Mallory Gunderson. She takes it in, passes it for Heidi Jacobson. And we're going to have a foul, number 5, Ignati Cobb, his first. And we're going to have a sub come in as number 15, Lyle Grindle, sees his first action of the day for Coach Bob Rusnowski's Malamutes, and he replaces Joseph Cosbrook. The ball is inbound by Timmy to Brandon, and looks like Grindle's going to make a quick entry onto the score sheet with a foul. And if Lyle won it on the score sheet, he set a record there. In the game for about 2 seconds, draws a foul. The ball is inbound by Timmy to Brandon, and Brandon shot in and out. That one went down and popped back out. Brandon Smith still scoreless. All 7 Eagle points have been scored by Timmy Lundgren in the first quarter with a pair of twos and a three-pointer. 27-7 with under 6 minutes to play, first half. New Haven with the lead and the ball. And Anilin goes left wing to Grindle, back up top to Cobb. Right wing to Anilin, guarded there by Nicky Mack. And he goes down to Grindle in the corner, kicks it back out to Cobb. Up top to Anilin, left wing now to Grindle, holds the ball high, gets it back to Anilin, lob pass for Cobb. Shot is up, no good. As they got another good look. The rebound brought down by Brandon Smith. Brandon comes across the timeline, guarded there by Matthew Ascoke. And Matthew's going to draw the foul, and Brandon zipped a hook pass in there for Mallory Gunderson. She was turned around, and it went over her head and smacked right into one of the New Haven players. So that foul will go against Matthew Ascoke, his first, team's fourth, and Brandon Wynn bound for the Eagles underneath. Gets it into Timmy. Timmy got away. No, he didn't get away with steps. As the official at half court called that one. Good call as Timmy took the inbounds pass and in attempting to fake. Did a little shuffle there, and another turnover for the Sandpoint Eagles. 5:19 to go, second quarter. Ball goes right side to Cobb. Back to Anilin on the left wing. He hook passes it down for Cobb on the left baseline, guarded close there by Heidi. Great job on defense. She forces him to pass it back to Anilin. Now back to Cobb on the left wing. His shot is up, no good, and the rebound is chased down in the corner by Jeffrey Clay. He gets it up to Cobb, back up top to Tyler Nealon. Lob pass for Grindle. Down in the left corner for Azcoke. 18-footer, good. Matthew Azcoke now with 10. It's 29-7. Malamutes with the lead. Timmy Lundgren brings the ball up right side. Stops, reverses dribble, gets it to Brandon Smith. Brandon's shot is up and good. And that breaks the ice for Brandon as he gets on the board with his first two. And it's 29-9, Malamutes. Had a pretty good early morning crowd here. The stands about one-third full, almost as full as they were for last night's matchup. And here's a nice ball movement by the Malamutes. It went down low to Cobb. His pass intended in the middle was tipped, but it went right over to Azcoke, who laid it up and in. He's got 12 on the game. Here's a long three from the left wing by Brandon Smith. No good off the back of the iron, and the rebound is chased down by Grindle at half court. Now he falls down, loses the ball. Timmy Lundgren gets it, drives in against two defenders, lays it up and in. Nice take by Timmy. He could have made a case for a three-point attempt there as he might have drawn a foul, but nevertheless, 31-11. Sandpoint continues to play hard, and it goes left side to Grindle, back up top to Cobb. He goes right into wing to Anilin, who shakes his head and comes back up near the half-court circle. 2-3 zone being employed by Coach George Cromer's Sandpoint Eagles, and now we have, I believe it was a three-second call on number 13, Jeffrey Clay of the Malamutes. Jeffrey kind of looking, giving the dazed cow look there, wondering what happened. And he'll take a seat on the bench along with Matthew Azcoke. And Richard Weedman sees his first action of the day for the Malamutes. And checking back in as well is Joseph Cosbrook. 31-11, Eagles trailing. Timmy Lundgren brings it up, and his bounce pass intended for Brandon Smith is kicked out of bounds by a New Haven player. And the Eagles will run a stack underneath their own basket. Timmy inbounds to Brandon. Brandon with dribbling with the left hand. Kicks it back to Timmy for a long range two from the right corner. No good air ball, too long, and it's tipped out of bounds by who? Off of Richard Weedman. Looked like Troy Bowsey got the last hand on that one, but the Eagles get the call. Here's an inbounds pass to Brandon for a long three. No good off the back of the rim, and he chases it down, tips it in to Troy Bowsley, and Troy has it knocked away from behind, but he's fouled there by Grindle as Lyle picks up his second foul and since entering the game 3 minutes ago. Fifth team foul against the Malamutes, and Sandpoint will have the ball underneath their basket again. Here's a pass to Brandon Smith, an entry pass to Troy Bowsley. He's knocked away. The loose ball is picked up by Tyler Nealon, and he goes coast to coast and lays it in to make the score 33-11. New Haven with 3:03 to play in the first half. Brandon Smith dribbles with the left hand across the Eagle logo, goes between the legs, crossover dribble left side, and now leans in and throws up a shot as he faked a defender off his feet and then lunged between two defenders. And the resulting foul, which will be the 16th foul, is going to be called on Joseph Cosbrook, his second. That's going to be a shooting foul, and Brandon Smith will go to the line for a pair for your Sandpoint Eagles. 2:53 to go in the second quarter. Brandon's first free throw is very short, barely touched the rim. Brandon, normally an outstanding free throw shooter, and we've mentioned several times before that of all the teams that we've watched this season, the Sandpoint Eagles, I believe, definitely the top in the top two, if not the top free throw shooting team. Brandon's second one is up and good. He has 3 points in the game, and it's 33-12. Malamutes with the lead. The ball comes up to Cobb, who nearly committed an over and back violation while getting some instruction from Coach Rusinowski. He gets the ball to Cosbrook. He lobs inside for Azcoke, and his backdoor pass to Richard Weedman was a good pass, but except for Weedman was heading towards the corner and not towards the basket. Another turnover for the Malamutes. And with 2:35 to play, Brandon Smith brings the ball up, splits three defenders, drives all the way, lays the ball up and in over the rim. Nice take there by Brandon. 5 points in the morning for the senior. And it's 33-14, Malamutes. And Nealon throws the ball right side to Grindle. His pass nearly stolen by Mallory Gunderson. Goes to Cobb, back to Grindle, back to Cosbrook. Left wing to Cobb, up top to Cosbrook, to Azcoke at the foul line. Came up to the high post, kicks it back out to Cobb and then to Cosbrook. Left wing to Cobb. Grindle now takes it up top. Right wing to Cosbrook. Guarded there by Nicky Mack. Bounces it down in the right corner for Cobb to Azcoke to Cosbrook on the back door. And his shot is no good. Good defense by three Eagles there as Troy, Timmy, and Brandon all pressured Cosbrook on that back door. Now Brandon comes down. tries to dish it into Troy Bowsley, but it's knocked away there by Ignatie Cobb. It'll be out of bounds to the Eagles. 1:42 to go, second quarter. Timmy slaps the ball, looks to dish it in, gets it to Brandon in the left corner. He drives in, nice moving, missed the shot, gets his own rebound, goes back up and puts it in. Good work there by Brandon Smith. He's got seven now, and it's 33-16 with a minute and a half to go, first half. Malamuse by 17. Cobb brings the ball across to Grindle. And his pass for Cosbrook is nearly stolen. He gets it to Cobb in the left wing. His three-pointer is no good, in and out. Brandon Smith gets the rebound and is pressured there by Cobb. And we're finally going to get a foul as the ball was loose in the corner. Or no, it's going to be a timeout called. Brandon a little slow to unwrap himself from the deck on that one. And we get a 30-second timeout called there by Brandon Smith as Brandon was able to go to the floor and get possession. And heads-up play there by senior wearing number 23 for the blue and gold clad Eagle team. 1:14 to go, first half. New Haven 33, Sandpoint 16. We'll get a sip of this energy drink, some sort of Gatorade that was in the tub down there for the Eagle players. Certainly appreciate the hospitality of all the folks here at Sandpoint since arriving yesterday afternoon. Had a good night of rest at the, what's it called, the Marin, I'll give you the name in a minute because I don't want to say it wrong, but the bed and breakfast there, the Marine View, and a very nice place there and a delicious breakfast this morning. Sandpoint inbounds the ball. Brandon Smith gets it near half court, and he's triple teamed. He attempts a pass down into the lane, and it was offline and went right through the hands of Richard Weedman, who had an easy turnover but missed it, and it goes out of bounds to Sandpoint. The ball is inbounded there by Timmy to Brandon. He goes hard to the hoop and draws a foul. I believe it's going to be on number 33, Matthew Ashcoke, for the Malamuse, and that's the case. That'll be Matthew's second, and Brandon will go to the line to shoot a pair. It's been a wonderful stay here in Sandpoint, though short-lived. Scheduled to fly back to King Cove this afternoon. And then scheduled to be here in about a week and a half for regionals. Brandon's first foul shot is up and good. He now has 8 points, all of them here in the second quarter. Timmy Lundgren leading the Eagles with 9. And Brandon's second one is up and good. And it's 33-18 with 1 minute to play in the first half. Ashcoke brings the ball across the line for the Malamutes, gets it right side to Cobb. Cobb comes up top, goes to Grindle on the right. To Cosbrook up top, pass in the lane for Ashcoke. He pivots, gets it back out to Cosbrook. 48 seconds to play, first half. New Haven 33, Sandpoint 18. The pass goes left side to Grindle, to Cosbrook, to Cobb on the right wing. Pressure there by Nicky Mack, gets it down to Grindle. His shot is partially blocked by Timmy Lundgren. It goes to Brandon Smith, and his outlet pass for Timmy is too far. And it goes out of bounds by the cheerleading squad directly across the court from us. And it'll be inbounds far side with 34 seconds to play by the Malamutes. We're up in the KSDP skybox here above the action at the Eagle Arena here at Sandpoint School. And here's a pass to Ashcoke. Goes left for Cobb. And his entry pass is knocked away and stolen there by Troy Bowsley. Troy looking for help and finally finds Brandon Smith with 18 seconds to go. Brandon loops the pass over to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy drives right side, goes up, lays it up, no good. A little bit too strong, taken down by Ashcoke. He lobs the pass for Cosbrook, who goes up and puts it in. 5 seconds to play. Brandon's going to take a three from just beyond the half-point arc, and no good. That one almost dropped just off the right side of the rim in the backboard. And that ends the first half of play with the score at halftime. The New Haven Malamutes 35, and the Sandpoint Eagles 18. We'll recap the scoring for you here quickly and then go for about an 8 minute break, after which we'll return to bring you the exciting second half of this Lucians Eastboro High School basketball game between New Haven and Sandpoint. In the first half, just two players hitting the score sheet for the Sandpoint Eagles, and each of those players with 9 points, Brandon Smith and Timmy Lundgren. And for the New Haven Malamutes, Tyler Anilan has 7. Joseph Cosbrook with 10, 12 for Matthew Ashcoke, 4 for Jeffrey Clay, and a pair of free throws for Ignatie Cobb. We do want to once again thank the sponsors of KSDP programming, Wells Fargo, the Schumigan Corporation, TelAlaska, Penn Air, Alaska Wireless GCI, and the Alaska Marketplace Competition. So this is Rob Lannon with you live from Eagle Arena in Sandpoint School. And we'll kick it back to Kells Hetherington in the studio, and we'll be back with you in about 8 minutes for the exciting second half of action. With the score at halftime, the New Halem Malamutes 35, the Sandpoint Eagles 18. Back to you, Kells.